Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. Today we got the boys in here.
Yes, sir.
We got Santi. We got Yeto, and Kev is back again.
Sipping Patron and
Brody.
Damn.
Welcome back, fellas.
No, I do, but
you don't fuck with your kids.
No, you gotta,
because that's your son,
bro. That's your son.
Shit. Well, welcome back, Kev. Welcome back, Santi, and welcome Yeto. First time.
Clap it up for Yeti, man.
Yeti.
Big Yeti. Hey, okay. Just saying, this is my first podcast, man.
We're taking your virginity.
Fucking virginity.
I'm
man.
Putting that shit in your hole.
Run that. Whoa. I mean, you can do it in real life. Bro,
come on,
bro. Ah,
nice
shit.
Mine.
What the fuck? Wow.
That's your hole.
That's my cum dumpster.
All right, Brody.
Nah, bro, he's my.
That's
Twinkie.
My Twinkie.
Oh.
That's my garage.
Hey, bro, sometimes I feel bad for Julian, bro. I feel like he just looks at us and just thinks we're fucking idiots.
Nah, he's thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Nah, he just doesn't say it.
No. He's trying to come up with something, but he needs to.
Motherfucker has to think about being funny, bro.
Nah, he was low-key about to say something.
Yeah, then he was like,
stupid.
But like, I kept interrupting, so he just.
That's fun.
Shit. All right, let's get this popping, man. Welcome to the Sweet Tea Podcast, Yeti. Like I said,
man,
you know,
thank you for having me.
Me and the guys at the crib have been thinking, you know, we're writing down some questions that we have for you guys today. So yeah, let's get it popping, fellas.
Let's get it. Let's do it. You guys actually brought some questions?
Nah, I was capping.
Wait, first let's take a shot.
Oh yeah,
I'm downing.
I'm gonna be trying soju for the first time.
We put Jose on.
You never tried it?
I've never had soju.
And
in my
life. Crazy. I honestly don't think bomb. This is like a shot thing, bro. This is more like a
juice thing.
Like
not
a
sip.
Like a Corona? It's a Capri Sun.
You know what?
It's rum.
We're taking it.
It says right here.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah, it's rum.
Why is that funny, Logan? Bro, Kevin
we're taking
just
shots.
Logan he's laughing.
That's bet, a bet. No. That's a
oh
bet.
Shit!
Which one's, a, bet. Which one's the best one so far that you like?
Passes.
This one's
the best
good.
One.
Oh, I put
one?
You some right here.
That's
where's the yogurt one?
No, pass it.
Let him try
Yeto.
This one.
Oh, we're passing it around.
Nah, give me that one, cause
nah, they're gonna try all of them.
Can you pour?
Yeah, we're about to try
one by one. One by one. Let's just dog one bottle by one.
Yeah, one bottle. What is this flavor? What do we got right here?
What is this?
This is the yogurt.
This is the cum master.
This is yogurt taste.
This is yogurt.
Frank, you gotta taste this one. This one tastes like your cum.
Damn.
Wait, did Logan get one?
Logan, did you get a shot?
Nah.
My cum must taste really good then.
He was trying to
see, I'm looking out for
away,
my boy.
Huh?
I'm looking out for my boy, Logan.
Nah, you low-key dogged him. He wasn't trying to drink.
Here.
Nah, he is.
Nah, I'll take one or two.
Did you give me one? Did you?
Damn, this chair's uncomfortable as dick.
Wait, Yeto, have you tried it before?
I need to get some gaming chairs up in here.
Oh, yeah, I have, bro.
Like, back in, like.
Keeps you up.
Back in 09.
Damn, that's fucked up, bro. That's fucked up.
Nah. Give us some context. Tell him what we were fucking on him for earlier.
It's because
fucking on him.
It's because they just say that he's old as
we
fuck.
We were like, it's because that motherfucker graduated in like 2015 or some shit.
Why are you capping?
Are you drinking it now?
Wait, let's take the shot.
All right. Cheers. Right.
Cheers, fellas.
To what?
To having fat dicks.
Let's run that.
Ready.
Cheers, all right, cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah. Air cheers. Damn.
Oh my god, that was good, bro.
How do you like it, son?
Smooth.
It tastes like
go-gurt.
It tastes like really, really, really soft tequila. Like super soft.
Yeah.
I got a little tiny taste of tequila, but it's like sweet.
I got more vodka than tequila.
I got a taste of dick.
Yeah.
That sounded bomb.
What?
Huh?
I taste a straight yogurt.
Yeah, that shit is fire.
That shit does not taste
Let me
yogurt.
Hit that.
No?
Bro, if you think this one's like eh, bro. This, which one? Which
yeah, try the green apple one.
Yeah, try the green apple one.
Pass that hoe then.
Pass that hoe.
Serve me up, Sandy.
Sip Patron, what is it? Wow, my fault, bro.
Oh, that was catchy. Damn, is son, catchy, where'd bro? You find this?
Actually, you're the reason why that fucking song is stuck in my head, bro. Sip Patron, I'm sucking on big dick.
Hey, serve me up, serve me up.
Damn, low key, I don't really like the green apple one.
You
like,
don't?
You didn't even try that one yet.
Yes, I did.
When?
Fuck, when Jose stole it.
No, that wasn't green apple.
Yeah, what was
it was.
No. Not during, yeah. It wasn't.
Isn't there another one called, like, green grape?
All right, cheers, Danny.
Oh, it's just me and you?
Yeah, cheers to looking like each other.
All right. Fuck no.
Damn.
What's funny, Jew?
All right, hold up. Why is this the trio? Like, how did this even?
Oh, that's a good ass question, man.
That is a very good question.
Yeah, y'all come just
on. You want to talk Yeti since this is your first podcast?
Man, you know.
His first podcast.
He called me Big Brr.
His first perk.
Oh, he took his first perk.
All right, go ahead, Yeti.
Nah, anyways, bro, this is just like, it's the trio, bro. Like, it's just the trio, bro.
Shit.
I feel like. Not even a Ho Jose or like Ray or Jacob, but we're just the funniest ones, bro. Yeah. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, we're the funniest ones.
When the whole group is together, that's when everybody's their funniest, though. I bump heads a lot with Jose, right?
Yeah.
And then Jacob's more of a family man now. So, like, and we're. Motherfucker got a kid, he has a wife. So like
motherfucker's like 28, so it's like, respectable, you know? It's understandable, bro. Yeah, it's understandable.
Who's older, you or him?
Nah.
That's debatable, bro.
Right? That's debatable. Nah.
That's very debatable. Because they be lying and shit. Like, they're old as fuck, bro.
Yeah, damn, bro.
Like, I thought it was weird that he wanted to move in with us because we're class of 2020. Yeah. He's class of 2015.
No wonder your credit score is so high.
We got to prove like that, bro.
You've been working on it for years.
Yeah, that shit since
We asked the lady that got us the apartment, and I told her, I was like, so, what's my credit score? She was like, your credit score is great.
Credit score?
Oh, did I say court?
Credit score,
dog. My fault. Credit score is great. Bro, I felt like a G, bro.
Yeah, my shit's ass right now. They made me, because of me, they made us pay fucking 3 months in advance rent.
That's not bad, though.
I mean, it's still going to go to rent, so fuck it.
Yeah.
So we're lit. But yeah, I mean, family man, and then sometimes we bump heads with Jose. Jose just needs his alone time, too. His social battery runs out. But us, I feel like we could just be out and about the whole fucking time. And, like, yeah, we'll get bored sometimes.
The thing is, we don't get tired of each other.
We don't get tired of each other.
Yeah, bro. Like, we're on bullshit.
And if we do get tired of each other, we're not, like, rude to each other. Like, we're just kind of like, I'm going to go to my room.
Can you guys, like, tell, all right, Yeto don't want to be bugged right now?
Yeah.
No, bro. This morning. Oh, my God. Bro, this morning I was playing FIFA with Kevin. And, bro, I'm starting to hate FIFA, bro. Like, I don't.
Why? Because you're ass.
Who's the best at FIFA?
Bro, Santi's the best.
But lately I've been dogging though.
Yeah, you have been dogging. The thing that pisses me off, bro, is that I know I'm better than Kevin.
Nah,
he just gets fucking lucky, bro. Bro,
his excuse is, bro, you stop passing the ball.
It's just like real G's motherfuckers play like me and Santi, bro. We pass, and shoot.
What the fuck? This is what
pass,
I do.
Pass. Until and he's like,
what's wrong with that?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Answer the question.
I'd be doing that too.
Then I don't want to play with you. Simple as that, bro.
Nah, why?
I just hate that shit.
It's probably like off ball in 2K.
Yeah,
playing off ball D.
It's something like that.
Yeah, like
probably,
say
right?
You're standing outside like a 3-point line and then you're just passing.
In the game though, so it's kind of like fucks up the players and shit.
Why don't you just steal the motherfucking ball?
Because it's too fast, right?
You play FIFA?
Let's play a game of FIFA. For money. So I can fuck you up.
We could. All right,
nah,
I'm
dude,
down.
We usually be playing money games, right? Yeah, like $20,
$10. How serious do those games get?
Bro, they get good. They get competitive.
Nobody
bro.
Fucking plays me no more. They don't want
to
play.
No
I don't
way.
Lose my mind.
Yeah,
fuck all that.
I'm the most like consistent one. Like Kevin beat me today. Like he'll beat me out of nowhere.
Bro, after
how hype was Kevin when he did that?
Oh no, nah, he was chill. He played it cool. Bro, like I know said, he was like, happy though.
Oh, okay. So you didn't show it.
Bro, lately I've been dogging, bro.
He has. He got in a lot better.
Bro, this morning I played this motherfucker. He's like, bro, fuck that. I'm gonna go to my room.
So that was the point that you guys had asked, like, oh, if we ever get tired of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this morning he pissed me off and I was like, but I'm going to just go to my room, bro. I grab my laptop.
So I pissed you off because I beat you in the game.
No, look, it pissed me off because, like, appreciate it, bro.
The way he
on.
Beat you.
What I'm sipping on?
Yeah.
Sipping Patron.
Motherfuckers think I'm old as shit because I sip.
Nah, yeah, bro. He was like, yo, give me a six-pack of Dos Equis, motherfucker.
The most interesting man in the world, huh?
Bro, so he fucking 40 or something, old ass.
Boy, come on.
Who drinks beer, honestly?
Yeah,
y'all drink beer?
A lot of people drink beer.
Danny
drink beer?
Drinks beer on occasions.
I don't like beer.
Y'all assing.
Aren't you Mexican, bro?
Yeah, but what the fuck? I don't want a beer gut at fucking 20. Yeah.
Wait.
Fuck.
What the fuck you trying to say, motherfucker?
You think I can get a beer cut? Damn. I can't get that shit.
Hey, bro, anybody can if you drink enough
beer. Nah,
beer
is just nasty as shit.
It tastes like pee, too.
Yeah.
That pee? You tasted your own pee before?
Yeah, bro. I feel like everybody's tasted
it. What?
Everybody tasted a little pee.
You tasted some of your cum?
Yeah.
What? No.
Bro, you can like taste it. Like
your cum.
Have I tasted
it? Wait, what
are
you
He just said he tasted it. He just said he tasted it.
Hold on.
I
didn't like eat it. Like, but like, you can like, I don't know if.
How do you taste it?
Yeah, let me be careful before I say some bullshit.
Wait, so you're saying when you cum, you could like taste it?
Oh, bro, this is how you're telling me you've never like. Okay, this is like. This isn't how I am now anymore, you feel me? But, like,
anymore.
Back in the day, you feel me? You telling me you've never nutted in a girl's mouth and then made out with her?
No, actually, bro.
You haven't?
What?
I have, but I didn't taste my
cum. Bro, you taste your cum.
No,
like, it's,
no,
like, sticky.
No, bro.
No.
I have never kissed a girl after that.
What?
Yeah, you're a weirdo.
What?
Bro.
You're a weirdo.
It ain't weird.
Bro, you're a weirdo, bro. Weirdo, bro.
Fucking weirdo.
Fuck.
What?
Kevin was the last one to say you're a weirdo.
Not even like
shit.
Not even like after you finish.
Damn.
Nah, bro, I haven't, bro. It's either you go brush your teeth or we not kissing.
What?
Nah, bro, I find that kind of gross.
So what? That's your own nut. Did you not like fucking like?
Yeah, it's my nut.
If
like,
she has to swallow it, why don't you swallow it? A little
I mean,
bit
think
too?
About it, bro. Those are like kids.
Yeah, and we out swallowing them bitches.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
No.
Wait, so a girl has never even tried to kiss you?
Yeah.
And
what did you do? You stuck her?
My girl, yeah, she tried. I mean, but I don't fuck with
your
it.
Girl, you won't even do it with your girl?
Nah, bro.
What?
Yeah. How is that bad?
It's not bad.
Wait, it's not that bad. So what? Like, that's your semen.
What did you say? Is, bro? I didn't know this, bro. This is the first time I've ever heard Johan talk about this. What the fuck?
I don't really talk about my sex life.
Yeah, we don't talk about our sex lives to each other like that.
All right, yeah, we can cut it out. Don't want it in.
What the fuck?
That shit threw
me off. You a bitch.
I don't.
We'll talk about it after. Don't fucking matter.
Fucking after? Right now,
bro. No, bro. I honestly, I just kind of find that gross, bro. What? I wouldn't.
So after a girl sucks your dick, like, you won't kiss her?
What about while she's sucking your dick? You don't just grab her fucking neck and just start.
Yeah.
So you've tasted your own nut.
No,
he hasn't nutted. He hasn't nutted.
Oh, but I mean, that's like pre-nut. You don't be pre-cumming sometimes?
Well, yeah. Duh. Everybody pre-nuts, but it's not fucking actual cum. There's a difference. Like, no key though.
Wait, hold on. All right. So
nah, that's crazy though.
Wait, so when have you tasted your own piss?
That has no. What's real. The explanation to this one?
Yeah, you said you don't do it anymore.
Wait, he said piss,
Julian.
Yeah, before that's how we got to. Because yeah, we were like, he's like, you never tasted your own pee, and he goes, just like you've never tasted your own cum.
Peep the next question.
Wait,
nah, fuck that.
Yeah. So how'd you taste your pee?
I haven't tasted my own pee. I think it's just by the smell of it. Like you can kind of tell what it would taste like
into the thick of it.
You know what I mean?
Brody.
Like when you barely wake up in the morning sometimes.
Bro, let's talk about this. Bro, we be using our friends' names to like say stupid shit recently, bro.
Right,
like
let me the one that I came up with. So you know how people say like my fa bro?
Yeah.
Like my fa bro. You know Alvaro? That sounds together. Alvaro.
Alvaro. You know Alvaro from the Jersey Trio? Oh,
yeah. What the fuck? Hey,
that's my fault, Alvaro.
That's what somebody sneezed. Somebody sneezed.
No, no, let me.
Nah, hold on. Wait on it. So we say, my fault, Alvaro. My fault, Alvaro.
Like my fault, bro.
Because the name's in it, you know. Yeah. And go ahead, sneeze real quick.
Blessif.
Put a picture of Blessif whenever we say that shit. Blessif. Shout out Blessif.
Shout out Blessif.
We love you, bro.
Bro, the other day we were in the car, and y'all know who Austin Mahomes is, right?
Yeah.
So, we've been doing that shit recently, bro, and. I didn't know where I was just like Austin Muhammad. Bro, that shit had a
dying, bro.
Bro, it just like doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Like, but you had to be there, you feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah. It was a kind of you had to be there situation.
Situation.
You had to be there, Juju. You had to be there.
Had to be there, Juju.
Goddamn,
my
next
fault, bro.
Blessive. I heard about like how you two came about, but how did Yero like get into this whole group?
You want me to tell him or you want to tell him?
You can talk about it.
All right, bet. So somebody that he used to know DM'd me and was like, yo, we're gonna be in LA soon. We should kick it. And then at the time, you know, we were like fresh to social media. So I was like, oh, they seem like cool people. So he came to LA and they were staying at a place that was shitty, right?
As fuck.
He had gotten an Airbnb like the first time he was ever in LA. And it was shitty as fuck. And he, like, showed me pictures of it. And I was like, bro, don't stay there. Just stay with us. So he ended up staying with us for, like, how long? Like, 2 weeks or something the first time?
2 weeks. Legit.
Well, like, I didn't even met. Well, actually, I had met you, like, one night. And then I asked him. I was like, bro, can I just kick it with you? I was like, yeah, Brody, slide. Mm-hmm. I fucking slept on a sofa. At this Pacoima Airbnb, bro. That Airbnb is, like, fucking legendary. Everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was staying there. The girls, us. Yedohan, like,
bro, it was like eight people in like
yeah
a two bedroom Airbnb
for like 2 weeks.
Damn. It's that one Airbnb plug guy that you guys
yeah.
Sorry to interrupt this podcast, but before we get back to it, I just want to give a word from our sponsor at Racket. So right now they're running a pod cash campaign. Starting off a podcast is pretty fucking difficult. I'm not even gonna front. It's all four of us, and yeah, we started off a podcast. It's fucking expensive as dick. The mics cost like $300-$400 fucking dollars a mic. The mixer's like $700-$800. It's fucking expensive. The headphones are, I think they're like $100. So start off a podcast alone and to get it to, you know, the top quality to where you're competing with Joe Rogan and fucking Cody Ko's podcast and all these impulsive podcasts, all these other fucking podcasts, you know, that are doing racking in millions and millions of fucking views. It's insanely fucking hard. Racket is, they're running a campaign right now called Pod Cash. They're giving a fucking $100,000 to all these fucking people that use the code, and they're giving anywhere between $250 and $5,000. If you get the fucking $5,000 in the beginning of the podcast would have been insane. It would have covered way more than everything. We would have pocketed that shit. We would have been running off. Fuck the podcast. We got 5G's for free. In all like fairness and realness, the financial side of starting a podcast, yeah, it's fucking fun talking with your friends and stuff. But you know, when you actually get to it and you want to sound more professional and shit, even though our podcast, we fucking film with two cameras taped to the wall, a bunch of bullshit. The cameras, the mics, the headphones, the mixers, all that is going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. When you use Racket, you apply to get cash for your podcast at podcash.com. That's podcash.com. If you win that money, it'll be fucking amazing. Everything you need to know is on the website. It's fucking free to apply. You don't need to buy anything. Like, if you have a podcast right now and you're listening to this, it literally takes 1 minute. So take your hand off your fucking dick or whatever you're doing right now. Stop jerking it and go and sign up for this. The deadline is March 4th, so why don't you make sure to go apply for Podcash? You got a podcast or want to start a podcast? You got to check out and apply to Podcash at podcash.com. Don't forget, that's podcash.com. All right, now back to the rest of the podcast.
So we did that, and I really fucked with Yerohan. Like, he was humble as fuck. Like, bro, he had, how many followers did you have?
Bro, I had like 26K on Instagram and like 25K on TikTok.
When I met you, I think you had like 15K. I think.
No, no, we had 20.
20?
I had 20.
So he had more followers on Instagram than TikTok.
Yeah, because I wasn't doing TikTok.
So, like, we would just kick it and, like, we
This was, like, December
2019. It was going into 2020.
No, bro. We're already in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking. All right, yeah. 2020.
So, like, a year and a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, we got to know him, and he was cool as fuck. So, what's it called? Boom, a lot of shit happened. And then... What March. The fuck?
Did it click from the jump?
Yeah, bro. It did. Like it was like... Like, you know how we clicked? Like, when we were just homies, like, homie shit?
Yeah.
That's kind of how it was with him. So, a lot of shit happened, and then they got back, and they were like, yo, we should do the Airbnb again. We did it for another month. And then I think you got COVID, so you had to leave.
Yeah, so we did it for... Yeah, it was another month. It was from December to January 2021. And I got COVID December 10, 2020.
So he had to dip. So he dipped. Back home. And then after they dipped, a lot of shit happened, obviously. And then there was a situation where, like, we were thinking, like, yo, are we still going to be friends with Yero? Like, how is that going to work? Like, what is Yero doing? So then we hit him up, and he was like, yeah, bro, I'm just chilling in Austin. That's where you are?
Yeah, bro.
Austin. He was like, I'm just chilling in Austin. We were like, what are you going to do? Like, what are your plans? He was like, I don't know, bro. I don't really think this social media shit's for me. He was like debating it, like 50-50. Yeah. And I was like, I mean, you want to come to Houston for like a week? You can stay with me. And so there was a lot of shit going on, a lot of drama. And he pulled up, and then he was telling me like, oh, bro, I think I'm going to go back to work. I have a... At HEB, right?
Yeah.
He was like, what is it when you fucking apply? Interview. He had an interview. He was like, yeah, bro, I'm gonna go back to Austin this day because I have an interview. It's nice kicking it with y'all. I'm gonna go back in like 2 days. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, how are you gonna go from like doing social media just be like, ah, nah, fuck that. Let me go work at HEB.
Yeah, and I think you've told us before too, like how you always saw like the potential in him too.
Yes, bro. Like, this motherfucker is funny, bro. Like,
yeah,
naturally, like, you don't have to force it. Or also, he's a vibe. Like, you don't really have to force the vibe. Like, it's not weird when you're around him. You know, he's a cool guy.
Never.
So, like, bro, I was like, bro, you're going to waste your potential just to go fucking make a quick check at HEB. Like, go through some rough shit, but, like, you can do a lot, bro.
You can do a lot, yeah.
So, we, like, sat down one-on-one in my room. Well, we were laying down,
actually. Bro, crazy. Actually, let me talk.
Yeah, tell him.
Bro, so this motherfucker sat me down, and I was broke as shit. And he was like, nah, bro, don't go back to your job. And I was like, bro, I don't have any money. And, like, I still have bills. Like, I got to pay my fucking car. I got other shit to pay, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, I got to go. And he was like, nah. Bro, that day that we had that conversation was, like, the day I was supposed to go into work at HEB.
Oh, fuck.
And homeboy gave me Union 8s.
Union 4s.
Union 4s. And he was like, here, bro, sell these hoes and, like, pay what you need to pay.
Damn.
Yeah, bro, legit. So I sold the shoes. I got like $800, and I paid my bills for that month. So I didn't have to worry about bills, right? And then this motherfucker was like, "Here, let me teach you how to fucking make TikToks," because like I was cringy as shit. I was cringy as fuck. And so then he taught me like how to fucking use the app and like all this bullshit. And then I just started posting TikToks with them. And next thing you know,
That's some real ass shit. Yeah, bro, I did not hear that. That's
bro,
real.
I got those shoes and I hit on them on sneakers. No, I don't think we've ever told anybody that.
No, that's crazy.
I've never told anybody.
You've never said shit about that. That's crazy. Bro.
Nah, that's kind of like his story to
the
tell.
The black ones or the white ones?
The cream ones. Yeah, the cream with like pink.
Oh, the first ones that they released?
The foul ones.
Yeah, bro. When I hit on those, bro, I was freaking the fuck out. And I held on to
them. I remember back in high school, Santi would hit on the shoes all the time, bro.
I would hit on shoes like I hit on the Trap Sixes.
He hit on the Trap Sixes. I was just like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
It was in the morning.
I was showing
it to everybody. It was at 9 a.m. Back in Houston, sneakers app is at 9. Uh-huh. So you could sneakers drop at 9.
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't fucking know. We were like in between passing periods.
Yeah.
And then he showed us, we were like hang out like in a spot in between periods, and like he hit on the sixes.
I would hit on a bunch of Jordan ones. Yeah. Like I would have crazy luck, bro. Yeah, like I still have my sneakers app with all the shoes I've hit on. But yeah, I remember I held on to those because, bro, I knew they were going to go up. When they dropped, they were worth like $1,300.
Yeah.
So they're like worth a rack. That was more money than I fucking had in my account. So I just held on to them. I was like, I'm pretty sure they're going to go up and I'll sell them. So I held on to them and I like started doing social media and shit. And I just left them in Houston. So when I got back and then he was telling me all that shit, I'm like, bro, I don't need those shoes. Like, he's going to fucking need them more than I do. So I just gave it to him. And at the time, I was chilling already. Like, I had money to go back to LA, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, bro's gonna go to a fucking interview, bro. Like, I'm not gonna have bro pushing carts and shit. Crazy. Like, I get it, bro. Like, that's hard work and shit, but that's like you were gonna do that. You said I was gonna do it for like one or two checks, right? You were like thinking about just doing it just so you could pay his bills, and I'm like, bro, pay your bills with this, and we'll do this shit together.
Yeah, he gave them to me, and they were DS too, so they went
dead stock, brand new, never even wore them.
So you sold them, hoes? Quick.
Yeah, I sold them quick.
He sold them to Ray.
Yeah, I sold them. No. This was the thing. I had a pair. I had a pair of the same shoes.
Yeah, you sold the new ones.
I sold the used ones that I would wear to Ray, and then I kept the new ones. But Ray still slid me a good amount. I think he slid me like almost $700.
Damn.
So I was like,
but those bitches were hot. Well, they're still hot.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Even right now, you could look them up. They're still worth a lot.
Hey, imagine Yeto just wore the shoes to the interview.
Thank you. I'm out, though.
So. Nah, bro. That's funny as fuck.
Motherfucker hits a lick on me. Nah, but he ended up fucking flaking on the interview. And I told him, fuck it, bro. Now that your bills are paid, just stay another week. So he stayed another week in Houston.
And then I stayed like two more weeks. I stayed like a whole month at his parents' house.
Yeah, he stayed for like a month at my crib.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like, I had my own crib.
Not in Houston. It was another city.
It was another city.
So I told him to stay here. Fuck it.
Yeah. And at the time, I had this whole little thing talking about, oh, you're homeless. Because people were
Yeah.
So I did like this whole skit and all this bullshit with it. But yeah, I stayed with Santi for like a month, bro. Like a month straight. She was crazy.
So what did your parents think about it, Santi? Were they cool with it?
I told them, I mean, my parents are always cool as fuck. They're chill. I told them my friend was going to come for a week and then he stayed for a month, but they didn't say nothing. They didn't say nothing. They didn't really care.
Nah, but believe it or not, I'm pretty likable.
He's good with parents. Yeah, my mom really likes him.
Yeah.
My dad thinks you're cool, but my mom really likes you. Yeah. She thinks you're very respectful.
Yeah, dad thinks I'm cool, bro.
I mean, my dad just thinks everybody's cool. He doesn't like, ese niño ahí, si me gusta mucho. He don't say shit like that. My mom, though, she like, pointed you out especially.
So Yaro, you didn't like social media when he was telling you to push it?
He liked it. He just didn't understand it.
I didn't understand it.
He didn't see like the
He didn't see the potential, and two, he like didn't really know how to make videos. Like he would just kinda like see what other people would do and kinda do that a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Yaro, you gotta like come up with your own shit. Like you gotta you know.
Where did you learn all that shit?
Bro, I don't fucking know. Like I'm just naturally fucking creative, I guess.
I don't know if you see it, but like I feel like our videos are like different than like other people who post on TikTok. Like it's something about this motherfucker using the color customizer and all this bullshit. You know how like he puts color customizer on every video?
Yeah, Logi does put
like it fucking looks different. It looks like pleasing to the eye, bro. Yeah. Like I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, it's like aesthetically pleasing. It looks pleasing to the eye. It does.
Thank you, Kev.
Appreciate it, Kev.
But yeah.
Like the body zoom. I love the body zone.
Sipping Patron. Oh, it's fucking on big
numb enough.
Yo, bro, you fucking dog. Bro.
Big booty bitch.
You're the reason why I know that sound.
Yeah.
And you have a
nah, but yeah, that's how me and Yero came about. How did Kev and Yero come about?
Oh, I remember this.
Oh, I remember. This is a different story.
You want to say it?
Yeah. I remember this was, it was 2020, right?
Yeah. Like, no.
Actually, it was 2020.
No, it was January. It was January.
Just January this past December? January?
No. It was 2020, though. Wait.
Oh.
It was
2021, bro. I went to Future Retro.
Yeah, but that's not, I know, but like, that was on December. Yeah.
It's January because it had snowed that January. It snowed twice in Texas.
I saw 2021.
2021.
Bro, it's
January.
December, bro.
Trust. It's December. We've known each other for a full year, bro.
Oh, well.
Either way, it's a full year if it's January or December.
Facts. I was in Houston. I will see my boys like postos, and then I started seeing Yero.
Yeah.
All these motherfuckers look cool.
Kev, were you already on social media?
Nah, hell no.
He was still working at the Tell him, a Future Retro.
I was working like a, you know, like a
shoe store.
Like a shoe store, like streetwear.
Consignment.
You know what I mean? Consignment shop.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, back in Houston. And then I remember like the store owner, whatever, hit up Yero like, to come through, like, yeah, like do promo and like, you know, just
free shit.
Yeah, and I used to work there. So he pulled up. One day he pulled up. And then I was like, oh, shit, this is the motherfucker that hangs out with Santi and shit. So I called Santi. I was like, yo, bro, Yero's here. And then, yeah, and I just met him there. He was cool as fuck. Cool. He was just another Houston motherfucker.
Bro, I think the first, bro.
He acts like a Houston motherfucker.
Yeah,
because
he's like outgoing and like cool as fuck.
No, wait, bro, so Houston motherfuckers and Austin motherfuckers are different?
Yeah.
Like talking wise, like the slang.
He's
and
a Houston
all that.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
You don't belong you know in Austin, I mean? Brody.
Nah, Austin just got like weird ass people.
Yeah,
like they're like super like extremely nice people, bro. That's what it is.
Like, it makes in you Austin? Weird.
Yeah, bro. Like
how nice they are.
Like, and too nice, bro.
And then Yeto had the, like, Houston slang and, like, that talk and, like...
Nah, but, bro, I was going to tell y'all, the first fucking TikTok we did, like, we've been sus since the day we
bro,
met,
bro. Like, the first time,
the first
bro.
TikTok we did, we, like, almost kissed each bro, other, bro. Yeah. Legit.
It was, like, the first TikTok, like,
yeah,
ever
that
made.
Shit was funny.
Why don't you guys just kiss each other?
Bro, we already did.
Oh, okay.
my fault. You know I didn't want that to be public, bro. Come on.
Kiss the tip.
Peep the next question.
Kiss the tips.
At parties... Who gets the most fucked up?
I think it's in between two.
What do you say?
It's in between two.
Oh, okay. It's pretty obvious.
Between us three, right?
Yeah.
Oh, between us three. Oh,
I think it's Kev.
Nah.
Yeah, I'd say me. I'd say me, but lately I've been chilling.
What about Yeto?
Nah, Yeto can handle his liquor. I can handle my liquor.
Fuck, bro. Like... I can drink so much and, like, not fucking throw
up. Yeah, like,
I'll wake up the next day feeling fucked up.
I rarely throw up, but I did throw up recently.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah, I can hold my liquor pretty well. Like, I'll be fucked up and I'll be chilling. Like, I'll be good.
Oh, so you, is it that you know when to stop?
Nah, it's just, or you just even though I'm fucked up, like, I won't, like, I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know what's right and what's wrong and what's stupid and what isn't. I'll be funnier, but, like, I'm still good. Like, whenever we were at Nikita's, did I look hella fucked up?
No.
I was fucked up. Yeah, I don't remember a lot of parts of the night. Logan was talking to me about, oh, yeah, bro, you were telling me about this. I'm like, when the fuck did I tell you that?
Wait, for real?
I don't remember.
No, yeah.
Well, we were talking about on the balcony.
Bro, I didn't even notice you. I thought you were sober.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Bro, I was fucked up.
That's me fucked up.
That's why I like drinking. Cause
you sober is you fucked up.
Yeah, basically. But I'm just funnier when I'm drunk. But Kevin, he like, you can tell he's fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you can
his
tell.
His eyes get like this. He starts like, Sani.
But I also feel like you could tell with Yeto a little bit. I feel like Yeto is just even more like out, like,
yo. Yeah.
He's
more outgoing.
Yeto's lit.
I stopped. Yeto's lit.
But the thing is that he's already outgoing, but then when he gets drunk, he's just like,
super.
Like this motherfucker will be talking to a tree and having a good ass conversation. I'm like, damn, bug. Sorry for interrupting this podcast, but we have a word from our sponsor here at BetterHelp. We have talked about BetterHelp a lot on this podcast, and there is a good reason for it. Mental health is something that should not be ignored, but it is. Mental health is something that a lot of people, you know, they put to the side. They wait till everything just gets piled on top of them and it gets worse. And it really should not be that way. A lot of people think, oh, well, therapist is for lazy people. You know, I just got to deal with it, when that's really not the issue. Therapy can help you in so many ways. And it takes that weight off of your shoulder and it just helps you so much in life. That is where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat for you. It will help you find a therapist in less than 48 hours. So, you know, you find a therapist, you could talk to, you know, whoever it is, and it is just amazing because you have somebody to talk to, somebody that won't judge you, somebody that will listen, and they're a professional. The beautiful part about BetterHelp is that it's online, so you don't have to drive anywhere. Let's say, you know, you're an indoor person and you don't want to go out to therapy. All of our listeners that are struggling with mental health should give BetterHelp a try. I really do. I really think that mental health is something that's very important, and I know a lot of now mental health is being more focused on, but it's still not being focused on to the extent that it should be. So this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Sweet Talks listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/sweet. That's BETTERHELP.com/sweet. So if you're somebody that's been struggling with mental health, give BetterHelp a try. And back to the rest of the podcast. Love you guys.
Dude, we went to a party like 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Bro, we went to a party and this fucking guy comes up to us, right? And he starts asking us all these fucking questions.
Some random dude, too.
Like
he knew you guys? Or
yeah, like, he was nice at first. He was like, bro, I fuck with y'all. Like, y'all were cool. But then he started asking other shit, right?
Was
like,
it the hoodie guy or the hair guy?
The hair guy.
Oh, it's because he was like a content creator, but I guess like an older one. But like, we didn't really know him. He came up to me first and he was like, yo, bro, I fuck with your videos. I don't know about them though.
What?
To that was who? The first yeah. thing he said.
It was like talking to like me and Yero.
No, yeah? to oh. Yero and to Jose and you. Like to
yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, that is.
So I was right here and he came up, he's like, bro, I fuck with your stuff. I don't know about them though.
What?
Like,
what
the yeah, fuck? Bro. Yeah. So like I was about to dab him up and I was like,
He had said some other shit that like
fuck him.
He said something else that, about like Honduras.
Oh nah, he asked what? If we play soccer.
Oh, that's oh, what yeah. it was. That's what it wow. was.
He was like no, but
like one of the first questions, bro.
Before
like,
he said it, he was like, I don't want this to be super fucked up, but you guys might think it's super fucked up. Shit, it maybe is super fucked up. You guys play soccer?
Bro. was what? It a white guy?
Yeah,
okay. White
makes
guy.
Sense.
I was like, that's not yeah. fucked up, but I mean, starting a sentence like that, like I already thought it was gonna be some sideways shit.
Yeah, when yeah. somebody says not to be racist yeah. or not to be fucked yeah, up, it's yeah. racist or
yeah.
it's fucked up.
Yeah. yeah,
for Fairfax.
But tell him about what you told him. Like he was like we were sipping, we were drunk.
Yeah, because that day we filmed the drunk mukbang and the drunk trivia.
So we were
and
drunk.
I just told you about.
Yeah,
and so we slid to this party and he starts asking all these questions and, bro, I just hit him with one question, bro. I was like,
no. What he said something to make you say that. He was like, what are y'all getting or something?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. yeah, I forgot.
All right, let's just say he said, are y'all getting any more drinks? And then Yerohan was like,
I was like, bro, what's up with all these questions? When you gonna get some bitches? like, bro, in front of the whole group, bro. And like, everyone just laughed, bro.
In his face. So he goes,
bro, he said,
I'll sell
honestly,
you
boys. I'm not looking for bitches.
Yeah, honestly, right? Fellas, like, let's be realistic. I'm not even looking for bitches.
Bro,
so.
I was like, what? Bro, you were asking.
Oh, my God. Hey, you always say that shit, too, though. Yeah. I could just imagine you saying that to some random-ass guy.
Oh, yes, bro.
Random-ass dude.
I didn't know the fucking dude, but he seemed cool, bro. It's just
the way he was asking the questions. He was talking, it was like...
He was asking.
Like, was he drunk, or...
I don't know.
Shit, probably
yeah, he probably was, huh? Yeah.
Hey, tell him about how I threw up in Houston. It was Kev's birthday.
Oh my God, bro.
It was okay. Like,
oh, Kev's birthday looked fucking lit.
Yeah, bro, we had two nights for Kev's
two
birthday.
Nights in a row.
Oh my God, let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about the birthday.
Bro, I had a fun fire, ass birthday, bro.
Yeah. So the first fire. Night. All right, let's go but, for
happy
the
late, happy so, late like, birthday, my
appreciate
boy.
Birthday, yeah.
Appreciate your boys.
Boy.
Happy late so, birthday, Kevin.
It was the first night going into my birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like at 12, it was going to be
yeah.
The night before.
Bro, let's just say it's January 1st. His birthday is January 2nd. So we start the New Year's off with bangers, bro.
Straight
just getting fucked up, bro. Like stupid fucked up.
Okay, we start.
About what? The throwing up or like
the first night, how we starting? First night.
All right, first night. I'll say.
Tell us, Yeti.
All right, each one of you tells the story of the
or
first
just jump night. In, jump yeah. in.
All right, back go, Yeti, start.
So first night we link up with Daisy Marquez and we linked up with her sister, and you know we're going out for Kevin because it's his birthday at midnight.
And
so we're,
Daisy loves Kevin, like. Yeah, Daisy thinks Kevin's cool as fuck. Heavy. So she was like, yo, let's go pop out at us.
Standard.
So we're like, bet. Let's set it up. We pre-gamed a little bit, and then we're on the way to Standard. Boom, boom, boom. We get there.
Standard is like a...
It's like a little club. Yeah. Nothing crazy,
club
vibes.
But like cool.
It was cool. It was my first time there. It was hot as fuck.
Yeah, it was hot as fuck, bro. Like, we were sweating in that bitch, and we weren't even dancing.
Good music, though, or no?
I mean... Yeah.
Fire music. Honestly, I fuck with the music.
So we got there. I thought there was going to be problems getting in. No problems. Daisy got it like that, I guess. They just let us fucking
in. One of her like homies had a section, so she was like, fuck it, we'll just chill at his, you know?
Yeah.
So we go, we get some bottles, we start sipping. You know, Kevin's birthday comes, it's 12, we start sipping more.
Bro, shots on shots. Like, I wasn't even taking, like, shots. I was, like, out the bottle, like,
damn.
I had, like, I think 4 mouthfuls before midnight. Fun night, bro.
Fun night, bro. But it gets to 2 in the morning, right? Usually that's when all the clubs shut down.
Yeah.
And fucking Daisy Marquez had the bright idea, and she was like, y'all want to go to a strip club? And we're like, fuck it.
Yes, legit. Jose, I think, posted something on his story by accident.
All right, and to everybody watching, I went with my girl.
Before y'all start assuming
shit, like, I went with my girl. She allowed it. She was like, fuck it, I want to go too.
That's cool vibes.
That's vibes.
That's real shit. Bro, that's real shit.
She is so cool, bro. She keeps it.
Bro, Yero's girl is like cool as fuck.
That's an experience.
That's dope as fuck.
Nah, bro, it was so fun.
It was fun as fuck.
It was my first time ever in a strip club.
First time ever at a strip club?
Bro. And I was blacked out already, I think, at this
point. No, bro, but let me tell you, this was the livest part, bro. We get to the strip club, and me and my girl pull up first, right? And the lady in the counter, she's like, so do y'all want a section? Do y'all want bottles? And then you see Daisy walk in, bro. It's like in slow motion, bro. I saw that. I was drunk as fuck. She's like, yeah, give me a bottle. Give me a table. Give me a bottle of Ciroc and a bottle of Casamigos. Bro, it's a strip club. It's expensive as fuck.
Hell yeah,
bro.
They charge by the bottle.
As fuck, bro. So we get our table and everything, bro. We start getting lit. Next thing you know, like a fucking rack in ones, bro.
A tray comes out.
We were like, who the fuck got this?
Who ordered that shit?
Daisy Marquez. He's like, here's 200. Here's 200.
Bro, she gave me like
money.
Yeah,
just giving us bread, bro. Legit.
Damn. So she.
Were you guys throwing that shit?
Yeah. Bro, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Bro,
our section was late. Bro.
Sandy kept that shit.
No, I kept that shit, bro. because look. Not because look.
You're scandalous.
I know.
I know.
My birthday is my money.
Exactly. Yeah. So Daisy gave me like $200 in bills. So it was like two stacks. And then one, I'm like, fuck it. One, I'm going to keep, and one, I'm going to throw. Bro, so,
I did the same shit.
And then, yeah. And then, bro, when I came home, and I forgot about that stack, bro. I came home, like, taking off my pants, and I'm like, oh, shit. right here, bro. Bro, that next morning, I went to the bank and cashed it in, bro.
Yeah. The smart way.
Nah, I put one in my pocket, but I got caught. Fucking. One of the strippers, like, came up to me. She was like, you're going to have to throw that. And I was like, what? And I was like, she was like, turn around. And I turn around and I grab the stack and I throw it. And I like, I don't have nothing. Like, the stack was on the seats. And then she was like, that one right there on the seat that you just threw. And I was like, all right, whatever. And I grabbed it and I started throwing it.
But she I was threw like, it at oh. her. Does Daisy know that you kept the stack?
Nah.
No.
Well, now she does.
Yo, shout out Daisy, man.
Shout out Daisy, though.
Damn. It was a birthday gift.
Bro, Daisy Marquez is cool.
Oh, hard, bro. The fucking beginning of the story. I threw up.
Oh, yeah.
This was on the first day?
This is the first night, bro. It's like we leave the fucking strip club at like 5 in the morning, bro.
Yes.
My boy's driving my fucking whip, right?
Yeah, we're all fucked up, so he came to scoop it up.
He came to scoop, yeah. And
clutch.
Bro,
clutch.
We're all in the back. I'm like in the passenger seat, you know, because it's my fucking whip.
And I'm by the window.
Bro. I have like 4 or 5 people in the back of my car.
Hello. Oh, it was your car.
Bro, my car's small as fuck, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the back of my shit.
Hey, drunk people could squeeze.
Nah, that ass though. Bro,
because we're all numb.
Yeah. That ass.
You don't give a fuck what position
you're in. No, and that night it was cold as fuck.
It's so cold.
cold as fuck, bro.
Who was with me? It was Daisy,
Daphne,
Kevin,
Jose, and my girl.
Damn, all in the back, bro.
All in the back, bro.
Oh, my God.
So I was like this next to the window, bro. And like the car kept moving and shit, bro. And I had probably about fucking 2 bottles of vodka in me, bro. Like,
bro,
I was
we
just,
drink so fucking much.
Like, it was like a fucking mixing in my shit. And so, like, I don't know, bro. I still don't have no idea to this day if Daisy saw me throwing up that much, because she put her back, like, to me like this while I was throwing up out the window. Like, I put my head out the window, and I just started, like, with the wind.
And it got on some of my car, bro, like, the seat.
Like, all on the car, like, on the side, like.
Oh. Wait,
hold on.
Like, you made it low-key. So you made it low-key as fuck.
I did, bro.
No one knew, bro.
It was low-key because, like, throughout the whole, like, we were in the freeway driving.
And I just put the window down and put my head out.
We didn't notice that we all parked and got out.
And I was just like this. So I wasn't making any noise. I was just,
bro.
And I wiped my mouth and I put it on the seat.
That's fucked, bro.
That's fucked. That's fucked. A yellow seat, bro.
All of my shit, bro.
A yellow seat.
Hey, bro. I have like 3 girls in the back, bro, and I'm just like.
Let me tell you the best part,
for
bro.
Night, huh, ladies.
We had gone to eat at Bayou City Wings. This is like. This wing spot where they make these buffalo wings with like fries and shit, it's like a bowl, bro. Mm-hmm. Bro, the throw up was just fucking red chunks, bro. Just like
it was red and orange.
Just
bro.
Like imagine if someone threw up like hot Cheetos,
like
bro.
Buffalo wings.
Bro. Wait, I have the video. Can I show them or no?
Yeah,
I
should.
Show us after. Show us after.
Yeah, show us after.
Anyways, bro, shit was gross.
Nah. Hold on. So, wait, who made it a big deal?
Jose.
It had to be Jose.
Bro,
Jose. So the girls are trying to go out through this way, but I know my throw is probably on the whip. So I'm like, oh, this hole not opening. Go out that way. I'm still drunk.
And wow. They believe it. They believe it.
So they go out that way. And I'm lit. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm going to just get out. I'm going to wait for the girls to leave. And they start walking away. And then Jose had shotgun, right? And he walks out.
No,
he sees
I had shotgun.
You had shotgun? Yeah. I don't know. Jose walked around. He sees it.
He goes, oh, what the fuck? Who threw up? And I was like, shut the fuck up.
He went.
Like, girls, did y'all see this? Who threw
threw up.
That's Jose. That's Jose. Jose, bro.
Was he laughing though?
And I looked at him and I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up. And he's like, it was you, huh? And he starts gagging. He goes, ugh. Nah, bro, that pissed me off, bro. Because I played it off, bro, and I was this close to just
like
everybody
leaving.
Like, no
one was going to find out, bro. If he didn't call you out, like, it would have been
I was going to tell Yero, like, yo, bro, I just threw up, like, all in your shit, but don't make it a big deal. Like, yeah. And he would have been like, all right, bro, we'll figure it out in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
Jose just called me out. Bro, I don't even know if the girl saw it. Still to this day, I don't. I have no idea if Daisy Marquez saw that I threw up everywhere. But she was sitting right next to me. I don't know if she was being nice and, like, put her back, like, this way so, like, nobody would see. That's what I was thinking. But at the same time, I was like, nah, she's drunk. She's probably just looking.
Bro, I don't know how you threw up because it was cold as fuck. It and so it cold. Was so fucking windy,
It was
bro.
Windy, bro. Yeah. The wind was like, oh,
like, bro, hey, that's fucking
Logan
pissed.
Did
yeah.
that before one time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hold up.
He did but it was his car. Yeah. And I was driving.
Throwing out of the window. Throwing up out of the window feels fucking good.
It felt good once I got it all out. Yeah. I was like, fuck, bro, my stomach
you,
was
no, but
hitting.
But you feel like a fucking like dog. Like you know how dog, cuz you know how dogs put their heads out the
yeah,
window?
Yeah.
And then oof. Like but fucking who was it that got fucked up? Was it just me?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, no, it was me and Julian.
It was everybody. And was Nate?
No. That was another time
this
when
he guy threw up on the
nah,
dude,
but,
I was dying.
Yeah,
I was driving.
Got fucked up, right? Dying. And I rolled down the window, and I like just put my head out, and I just go, on the freeway, like, and she's going.
It's not even like flying out. That shit's just smacking the side of his car.
I felt like I was throwing up for a good like 30 seconds, bro.
Dude, so was I. I would roll it back up. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not done. And I would go back
I just
up.
Left my head out like that. Like, I was feeling the wind. And I would just go like, and then go like that.
Hey, but that shit feels so good. Yeah,
I
don't know.
Very relieved after
all
that.
All on Yero's whip.
Yeah, bro, all on my shit. But nah, shout out Sandy. He paid for the
cleaning.
Job, bro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
nah,
he paid for everything.
It's only right.
One last word from our sponsor here at Current. We fucking love Current. The app design's amazing. It's easy to track spending, easily create saving goals, and faster direct deposit. Who doesn't fucking love faster direct deposit? You already know. You guys have already seen this shit. And on top of all that, what do you guys think about Current's new high yield saving product? 4% APY. That's fucking amazing. It is beautiful. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Current is the future of banking. Current's app and connected debit card help you get ahead by giving you faster access to paychecks, fewer fees, and more flexibility. Like we said in the fucking last podcast, you know, you're broke as shit. You've been working your ass off and you want to take a girl on a date. You don't get paid till Friday. It's Wednesday. You want to take her to the movies. You want to take her to a nice dinner. Ooh la la. You want to get that fucking sexy time in. You already know. You're trying to bag that shit. You're trying to really dog it, you know, and you can't. Because you can't take her on a date and, yeah, it fucking sucks. But if you do have Current, that is when Current comes clutch. You get faster access to paychecks. You already know. That's the fucking whole deal. A couple weeks ago, we said, oh, you use our fucking code. Whatever you get, you could win up to this much money. We have the name of the winners and I'm going to tell them to you so you guys don't think I'm capping. And if you guys think I'm capping, well, fucking sucks. All right. We got Abigail C from WA. That's Washington. Alana P from Arizona. Allison C from Texas. Jeffrey W from WI. I don't really know where that's at. Luke E, California. Alexander M, NC, North Carolina. Joey S from Arizona. Anna Z from Colorado. Simon K from North Carolina. Jenna F from Massachusetts. Those are names. If I fucking spit the shit at the top of my dome, I wouldn't be able to. I just read it right here off the fucking laptop. So I'm telling you right now, Current is giving out free shit just for using our code. Besides from all the free shit, Current is an app that you want to download and you want to use. It'll help you so, so much. It is an amazing app. It helps with saving. It helps with, you know, getting your fucking, your bread up, not your funny up. Fuck out of here, you goofy. We've partnered with Current to give away more money. That's right. Current is going to give away $250 to 4 podcast listeners in the month of February. That's fucking 250 bow wows. All you have to do is download the Current app at Sweet2 or enter our code Sweet2 during sign up for a chance to win. Remember, that's Sweet2 during sign up. Sweet2. S-W-E-E-T 2, the number 2, at signup. Download the current app, check out their new interest feature, and enter code SWEET2 for a chance to win. No purchase is necessary to win. Purchase won't increase chances of winning. Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit current.com/sweet2 for full terms and conditions. This is a disclaimer. I'm supposed to read it at 2x speed, so I'm going to speed the fuck up right here. Current is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking service provided by and Visa debit card issued by Choice Financial Group, member FDIC, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. And it can be used everywhere Visa debit card is accepted. Boom. Fucking amazing. On to the rest of the podcast. Love you guys. Christ. Hey, have you guys ever taken like a you're already drunk and you guys take like another shot of like, I don't know, like tequila or vodka.
But and it tastes like nothing?
No, but no. After you take the shot, like you just don't feel it sit well in your stomach and then you like go and you throw up.
Yeah, it happened to me at that Lunai thing. Wait, who's there?
It was me and Sebastian.
It was you and Sebastian?
Yeah.
I took a shot with...
It was like somebody bought you a drink. A shot.
With was it with Jason Ganal? Was he already there?
Nah, I'm not sure.
Who's that? That's the actor from On My Block.
Oh, wow. Wait, which one's that?
Ruby.
Oh, shit.
We were taking shots, and I think I took one too many, and then I was like, all right, I'll be right back. And I went with Kevin and Sebas, and I was like, bro, I don't feel good. And Sebas was like, let's go to the restroom. I went to the restroom. And as I was walking to the restroom, I saw a trash can, and I just went.
Started throwing up. But it's not even that you're like super drunk. It's just like, it's just that shit right with. Yeah,
that shot didn't. After that, I didn't drink all night.
That shit happened to me at, I think, Louis Castro's party or Alan Ice?
Oh, yeah. It was Louis Castro's.
It was Louis.
The one that was outside?
It was Louis. Oh, yes.
That shit was dope. I got fucked up that
no,
night too.
No, I took a. No. It was Alan Ice. It wasn't Louis. It was Alan Ice. I threw up at both of those parties. But at Alan Ice parties, I took a shot. Yeah, it was. I didn't tell nobody because I took a shot and that shit.
Oh no, he did tell me. You threw it by the horses.
Yeah, by
damn,
the horses.
Oh, I was with him. I was with him.
But
I was with you.
But no, that was when we went pee.
You threw up another time, motherfucker.
I didn't throw up that time when I went pee.
No, but like without me. All
right, yeah, let's stop talking about throw up, bro. God damn, I'm about to throw up right now. Fuck.
Hey, you want to pass me that peach right there?
Yeah, I got you.
Of course. This shit's hitting.
This dick hitting.
Nah, they didn't really hit, but I don't feel like drinking too much.
I got a question, a random question.
What's the word?
Okay, so you wake up in the morning, right?
As you do every fucking morning. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Yes. Hey, bro, thank some God. People don't wait. Some people do not wake up.
Some people don't wake up.
My bad.
Okay. Thank God.
So you wake up and you have breakfast ready for you downstairs. Do you brush your teeth before breakfast or after breakfast?
Damn.
Before.
I do it before, unless it's like hot already, like it's ready. And
it's ready. No, the breakfast is ready.
Okay, say I put water in my mouth and I rinse it and I don't feel like nasty, I'll go grub and then I'll brush my teeth. But if it still feels like morning shit, like I'll just brush my teeth real quick. Fuck it.
Like morning shit.
Nah, yeah, sometimes you wake up feeling nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, I always have to brush my teeth
before
anything.
Unless there's orange juice.
Ooh. No, bro, I brush my teeth before anything.
You're fucking disgusting.
You know what? I'm going to say after.
What? That's
after.
Weird.
You look like an
after.
After.
After, yeah.
After.
Mine's like...
So you go to breakfast with hot-ass breath?
Well, you're going to eat, so yeah, no one's really going to smell your breath. And then when you go up, you get ready.
Nah, I ain't even going to cap. I do brush my teeth before I do anything, so my shit be hot. My fault, Brody. Nah, that ass though, like... Yeah, I got to do it before I do anything, before I eat anything.
Nah,
it's so about you, Kev.
Hey, don't finish that hoe, because that hoe looking bad. I need another my fault.
We have another bottle.
We have another bottle.
We got two of those.
Oh, my God, you outside,
and that shit will be cold.
Oh, my God, you want to fuck
God,
me or
suck
what?
That.
Yeah, finish that hoe, and then we'll get the cold.
Yo, are we outside?
We've been outside.
Okay.
Yeah, drink out the bottle, bro. Drink out the bottle. Finish that shit.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Kev.
Santi.
Kev, deep throat the bottle.
Oh, is this the other one?
Yeah, that's the peach one. That one's pretty fire.
Kev. Wait, I'll dog it in a bit.
Hey, how'd you like the strawberry one?
The strawberry one's alright.
What?
But this one.
That shit's fire.
This one. That one's fire.
Yeah, you taking shots?
What about, did you try the green apple?
Yeah, I did. Oh, you got another beer already?
It's alright.
Then I'm on my third one.
Vibes, though. Peep the next question, Juju. Right,
yes, with all you guys moving in, like, do you think, like, you guys have to take social media more seriously now?
Nah.
Or does it kind of feel the same?
It feels the same.
It feels the same, but funner. You know what I mean? Better.
Fun is not a word, by the way.
My fault, grammar police.
Facts.
It's a lot more exciting. Let's put it like that, you know?
Nah, it's always been exciting for me. It's the same shit, to be
honest.
Nah,
I feel like filming with them, bro, it doesn't even feel like we're making a YouTube video. Like, it feels like we're just sitting down.
True.
Talking our bullshit.
Nah, but we're barely getting started. We still have to get into a rhythm with, like, Jake and Jose, because everybody's still in their own rhythm right now.
Yeah.
Because everybody's moving and, like, mm-hmm. buying furniture. And
yeah.
Jacob's getting married, you feel me? So a lot of shit. A lot of shit going on. Jose's like waiting on his moving day. Like, it's a lot of shit going on. So right now we're just kinda keeping to ourselves for a little bit. But I feel like once everybody's settled in, we're kinda gonna like get into like a rhythm and shit.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But I mean, it still feels the same for me. Lately, I've been like just doing YouTube. TikTok, I feel like I don't really like get excited about TikTok anymore like that.
Yeah, YouTube's the way, huh?
Bro, honestly, bro, it's because TikTok's toxic, bro. That shit is, at least for me, it's toxic as fuck.
Like, so in which way?
Yeah. Like, just comments. Like, comments, they just be talking bullshit. You know, people left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, on my YouTube, bro, like, I feel like our community is fucking lit. Like, they're so positive about shit. They want us to post all the time. They're there to watch us, not to, like, criticize us. You know what
I
mean? Yeah. Yeah. So,
like, people that you have on YouTube, like, want to fucking watch what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, on TikTok, it'll be a random or something.
How hard is it to stay consistent?
Hard as fuck, to be honest.
Bro, I just came back after 2 months, bro. Yeah. I went off for almost 2 months, bro. I slacked, but it's because I got comfortable, bro. You know, once you get comfortable and, like, you know, you see your views are chilling, you're like, man, fuck, I don't got to do too much. I think it's the comfortability that fucked me over, but I'm back on my grind.
Yeah, we should back. Be
good to hear.
Like, do you think, like, that's the main thing for anybody who's trying to start, like, a YouTube or something like that?
Anything, bro. Consistency is, like, your best friend.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. If you're not consistent when you're first starting, like, you're not gonna, like,
ever be consistent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, you gotta find that, like, within yourself when you first start, and then that's when you can, like, fucking, like, you could fall off, but then you, like, find yourself again.
Is it the same thing for TikTok? Because I'm just asking, because there's probably, like, so many people that look up to you guys that want to just do it, too.
Yeah, like, do it. Yeah, I get a lot of DMs like that. Yo, bro, I want to do what you're
like,
doing.
Like, how do I do
how
it?
How do I start?
Bro, I talked to Santi about that when I was, like, trying to do my shit, you know? And Santi was like, bro, when I was blowing up, I was posting, like, 10, 11 fucking videos a day, bro.
No,
like,
I see that, too.
11 videos, like, 11 TikToks a day. That's so much content.
I heard that from
Manny.
Manny said that, too.
Oh, bro, Bryce Hall.
Bryce Hall says he used to post 8 to 10 times a day, too. Man. Bryce Hall.
Yeah, no, it's because,
like, that's a lot of fucking content if you think about it.
Bro, like, you just gotta fucking
You know who really inspires me, though, and that it's like in our friend group, bro? Polo Boy, bro. That motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
He's big as fuck already.
He does post a shit ton.
And he's so fucking consistent, bro. Like, he's so consistent every fucking day on posting. Mm-hmm. Nah, that motherfucker inspires the fuck out of me.
He does. He's smart as fuck, too. He's one of the smartest guys I know. That ass, that motherfucker's gonna, like, be rich as fuck, bro. He's told me what he, like, plans to do with his money and stuff, bro. He's so smart.
This soju low-key hidden.
You wanna get the cold yogurt?
You want another one?
Your eyes getting low, Kev.
The yogurt wanna be.
Want me to get it for you?
Huh?
Get it for you?
Nah, it's cool, bro. I'll stay sipping. No, Patron, my fault.
Brody.
We can get the cold one.
It's chilling, bro.
Frank, how you feeling?
I'm good. I'm chilling.
On vibes, huh?
Man, bro.
God, you look like you're.
You know what you need?
Right,
you need a shot.
Facts. You need a shot.
It looks like you need some dick.
Bro,
he do though.
Yeah, for me.
Nah, me.
Nah, bro. Come on, bro.
Hey, okay, wait, hold on.
Wait.
Oh, I got a question.
What's up?
Have you guys seen each other's penises?
No.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No.
I wish. My fault.
Not yet.
Nah.
Not yet.
But now that we live together, I'm sure there's gonna be a little,
like, a little slippage.
A little dick moment.
Dick moment.
Maybe like one, like an argument or something, like little ass dick motherfucker. And then, what the fuck, I'll show you right now, bitch, type argument.
I think it'll happen more like Kevin sneaking into the room in the restroom.
Kevin trying to see some?
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucked up,
I was this close to, like, getting fucking...
Getting,
like,
dicked? My fault.
I was this close to having, like a dick measurement with Jose and Jaco one time.
What?
Why?
Why?
Because Jaco swears he has the biggest dick out of all of us. And, like, I fucking wanted to see what the fuck he was talking about. Because I think maybe, you know, we can compete a little bit. And Jose was like, y'all probably got little dicks. And I was like, all right, let's see. And we were so close, bro.
It was
bro.
Close. Like, it was what, close. What we was like, it like? Yeah. You go
we
first.
Like, are y'all dead ass? Like, and then I was like, what if we do a ruler and then you just mark it and then you come out the rest of the show and they're like, nah, you could lie. We have to be there.
Who said that? Who Where? Said that, bro?
Me.
All right, bro. You were just trying to see some dick, bro. Come on, bro.
But even then, if I see one of my boys' dick, I want to be like, oh, like, I'll just be like, oh, shit, cool. Like,
man, bro, bro.
Hey, nah, you were trying to suck
he was saying, oh, bro. Shit, cool. I want that.
My fault.
He's fiending for somebody to be like, pull it out.
I got you after this shit.
We were close. We were close. I don't know if dudes do that. Like, is that normal?
What, have a dick measuring contest?
Have y'all seen each other's dick?
Oh.
I've seen both of theirs.
Really?
On hard or soft?
By accident.
Okay, I've seen his both. I've seen his.
What the soft. Fuck?
It's not like that though.
you've seen his
hard?
Hard and soft?
Yeah.
How did it happen hard?
I don't know. It's because after sex, I accidentally walked out.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
He walked in.
Wait, you had sex?
He gave me a fucking hug.
Oh yeah.
He gave me a fucking hug.
Yeah, hit his leg.
I'm like, bro. Are you fucking hard right now? He's like, my bad, I just nutted. And I'm like, why the fuck would you hug me? Like,
you hugged him while you were naked?
No.
No.
He had shorts on, but no underwear.
Oh.
And I'm like,
I had shorts and underwear.
But you saw his dick.
You had no underwear on. By seeing Julian's dick, this motherfucker FaceTimed me, right? And he was like using the restroom. He was going pee. And he fucking forgot to flip it onto his face.
No, because he had asked for me to show him something. No. So I showed him. No, for real. I showed him, right? He's like, show me this. So yeah. I was showing him. And then you've been on the phone like while you're taking a piss.
Yeah.
So I was on the phone and I think I'm talking to him like this. Oh. My fucking face. Okay. But it was flipped. And so I whipped my dick out and I started pissing.
That's funny.
And this fool was like, hey, flip the fucking camera. Yeah. And I look in the little square and it's my dick. And I'm like,
I was like, bro, your fucking cock is on my screen. I'm right.
I started screenshotting, my boy.
I am right next to my fucking parents. My parents were like on the side of me and I was like this. I was like, oh my fucking God. Like,
Wait, hold on. You thought he was doing it on purpose? Like,
no, I knew he did it on accident, but I was like, bro. And then the crazy part is he did it again, like a couple weeks ago.
Damn, bro. Whenever I do that, I like put my phone down, like on the toilet.
Damn, fucking Logan, bro. He lucky as fuck.
I've seen Jayco's on soft. I just thought about it. I've seen Jayco's on soft.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you suck it?
It was at La Casita, bro, and I was I think I was sweeping outside by the pool. Like, I was sweeping the pool area because there was like fucking like a bunch of shit that they left after a pool party. And Jacob's room is upstairs, and he calls me and he's like, yo, bro, can you look up here? Like, can you see through my window? And I turned around and it's him naked.
That's funny as fuck.
And he's doing the helicopter.
Oh my God.
And he's like looking at me.
God.
Bro, and it was just a piece of meat just going. It looked pretty big.
Bro, that's the best.
But it was on soft. So I was like, damn, Jake.
Nah, bro. I remember when we were like, I see that one time Jacob walked out of his room and he wears boxers. He doesn't wear like the tight ones.
Yeah.
Bro, that motherfucker just like starts humping, bro, and like he's making his nuts clap, bro. I'm like, come on, Brody.
Yeah, Jacob's
like,
very comfortable.
He just be doing shit, bro. God,
yeah, funny. Back in the day, that motherfucker would just walk around in his underwear and like make his dick clap.
That shit was funny.
That was funny, man, right there.
But yeah, peep the next question. That's not about dicks.
Nah, I've never seen one of my friends' dicks though. I wish.
You've never?
No, never, bro.
I'll show you, man.
How was that? You brought up La Casita. How was it?
That was cool. It was alright. It was a vibe. It was like a little experience. I never want to live with girls again, but like it's like
they all say that.
How was it like when you found out like it was over?
Because it was quick, right? Yeah.
It was, yeah.
I mean, it was a learning experience. I really liked living with the girls. Like, it was fun. Like living with the girls was fun as fuck. They're fun people. Like, yeah. Love the girls. They're cool as fuck. But it's just like living with people and like being friends with them is like different, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta
completely
be very
different.
Very careful. Like, I love hanging out with them, but like living with them is different. I saw Emily the other day, bro. I hadn't realized how much I had missed her. Like, we hugged and everything. I was like, I missed you, Em. You just caught up. But yeah, what was the question?
La Casita.
La Casita.
Like, how was it?
No, there was something after that.
Oh, like, how did it feel? Because it ended so fucking quick.
Oh, yeah,
like, it was
bro.
Just on a sudden so
we,
notice.
We had some problems with, like, the people that were running it, and then they were like, all right, well, we're going to end it because we're not seeing eye to eye on this. Y'all have until the end of the month, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, boom, like, two more days passed, and then, like, we got into an argument or something over the chat, and then she was like, the people were like, all right, well, y'all have 2 days to pack up and everything, so figure it out.
Damn.
Like, they just hit us with that, basically. And what could we say? Nah, you told us till the end of the month.
That's the shitty part
of
it.
Yeah, it's their fault. They're the ones paying for it, so we couldn't do anything. So, yeah, we had... No, it wasn't 2 days. It was, like, 3 or 4. But, yeah, it was fucking, like... Oh, excuse me. You were here, no?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
It was, like, low-key kind of stressful.
It was fun. Well, it was like, what the fuck are we going to do? And we were, like, fuck it, let's...
Because at first, they were, like, oh, you guys got until, like, the 20-something.
It was, like, the end of the month.
And then they were, like, oh, actually, y'all got until, like, 5 days from now. So it was weird.
I think it was 4 days.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's rough. Do you think you, like, learned something from it? Because Jose said, like, it kind of taught him a little bit about social media and shit like that.
Nah, it just taught me, like, bro, from the start of La Casita, I didn't want to do it. Like, I was the one that didn't want to do it because I was like, I don't like the thought of having to depend on somebody for housing.
Yeah.
Like, because they can tell you what to do or take your house away.
Right away, too.
Yeah.
Like
how they
well, the reason was that y'all didn't want to start, like, a YouTube channel of La Casita, right?
It was, one, it was because, like, they wanted us to do hella YouTube content for them, and we didn't want to. Two, it was because, like, we had this brand deal that was ass, and the girls didn't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
And then, I mean, even me, Jose, and Jacob were, like, skeptical about it, but we were like, fuck it, let's do it. And then, like, it was, like, weird with money. Like, they would tell us, like, shit was this much, and, like, it was just shady as fuck. But from the beginning, I didn't want to do it. Jose and Jaco told me to take a chance on it just because it was free housing.
Free
in LA.
Housing, a badass house.
A mansion in LA. So yeah. I was like, bro, it sounds too good to be true. Like, there has to be something shady going on. And obviously, it fell through. And I was like, I told you guys, like, I told you so kind of moment. But it was like, fuck it. I got to figure this shit out together because I fucking agreed to it. It just taught me not to, like, rely on anybody other than yourself. Like, me, right now, I'm in a space where I can just, like, you know, I have my own crib.
Yeah, you guys got your own shit now.
Yeah. So I mean, it's now I don't rely on anybody. He doesn't rely on anybody. He doesn't rely on, like, you're chilling.
As long as we're all paying rent, we're chilling, you know.
Yeah. Do you miss it?
Yeah, I do miss it. I mean, I miss not having to pay rent, but would I go back? No. But it was a fun learning experience. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was necessary for me to do that.
What about the parties?
The parties were lit as fuck.
How did you guys like the parties, Kevin?
I only went to like two, but they're low key boring.
What?
Stupid.
Remember there was one, I don't know if
wait,
you're
being
there
serious?
There was one.
Tripping.
No, like the beginning ones, I wasn't there.
You were?
I guess
no.
The summer
wait,
ones.
Why not?
The huh? Summer ones?
Because
like
I wasn't
May,
in,
June,
in
July.
LA yet.
You went to the ones where there was like a bunch of randoms.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Dude,
you
didn't go to the ones where it was like vibes.
Yeah,
bro, that's what we were talking about with Jose. Like those shits fucking, it was crazy because there'd be like
random
ass people.
Dude, your gate was crazy. It was kind of like people were waiting for like
people to
one
leave.
Of your homies or something to come through the gate so that a swarm could come through the gate.
Do you remember when we went and Leo was outside the gate?
Oh, yeah.
He was in the gate and he was like, yo, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
And he let us in and fucking like 40 people went in the gate.
Yeah, they just
opened it for y'all.
Yeah.
And like,
it's like they're waiting for someone to
open
the
gate. Nah,
that
shit was fire, bro. The only thing that I didn't like about the parties is that we didn't have like a good speaker. You know, like,
no,
because I was playing bangers.
Bro, if we had like a big ass speaker where like you could hear it nice, like throughout the whole house,
the whole
that
house.
Shit would be so late,
you would just hear it in the fucking kitchen.
No, but I'm not gonna lie, the kitchen was fucking lit.
Bro,
kitchen was lit.
The kitchen was lit as fuck.
People would be standing on the fucking countertop dancing and shit.
Yeah, like throwing ass.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was funny, bro.
That shit was crazy.
But then, like, the other room, it would be like people playing beer pong and then people singing down on the couches.
Yeah, exactly. More like of a, I feel like we had like a, like where people were playing beer pong and talking. That's more like of a LA party.
No, it's not.
I feel like a lot of parties are like
that's an influencer party.
Yeah, that's an influencer party.
Oh, I guess.
See, look, Yeto, the thing is that you haven't been to like a real LA party.
Yeah.
Because a real LA party, if it's indoor,
ratchet.
Like a house party.
Yeah.
Bro,
actually, I went to a UCLA party with Emily, bro. Bro, that shit was actually fire, bro. It seemed like a fucking concert. That shit was lit. It was crazy.
You need to come to one of our parties.
Yeah, our parties are crazy.
Bro, where's the invite?
Oh, facts.
Where's the invite?
I mean, they haven't really been like thrown
because of
COVID
and
shit.
Oh, right. Yeah. I got you.
But before, when we used to go, like after high school and shit, the fucking parties were like crazy.
Ratchets. Yeah, ass. Ass everywhere.
I guess the influencer parties are.
Nah, dead ass.
For real?
Yeah.
Dead ass.
Ass
you turn your head, you see a girl.
Yeah, you fucking walk.
You turn your head, you see me.
Hi, Brody.
Hey, Frank has a video.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
No, yeah, you be walking and a girl's boning. Trying to shake, yeah. Shake her ass on you. Nah. It's like, it's yo, like not hard.
When you gonna take me to one of them parties? My fault.
Kevin's fiending, my guy.
Yeah, hey, Nas. Were you there where I think somebody pulled a gun on someone?
Oh, what? Yeah, I was actually there.
Fuck up. Where?
I was actually there.
La Casita.
You weren't there.
No. One of the random parties.
All right, so look, we threw a party, right? I think this was like June.
This was like one of the last ones that we
did. Yeah, like one of the last
ones. After this shit, we're like, fuck that.
Yeah, so. So it or fucking Jose, you know how Jose always like turned off the music and was like, everybody get the fuck out. Like,
yeah, he's rude as fuck.
Party's over. Like, get the fuck out the house.
But yeah. Sometimes you need one of those guys.
Yeah. Anyways, we start walking out, and this is like the last bit of people that we have in the house. I think fucking Santi, Jaco, and them are already sleeping upstairs, bro. So me and Jose are like the last ones. And we have the last of the people, and these two guys start arguing, bro. Like, they're just going back and forth. And I thought they were... At first, I was like, if they throw hands, who gives a fuck, you know? Like, I don't care. But we're kicking them out, and we're like, get the fuck out the gate. And this fucking dude just pulls out a gun, bro, out of fucking nowhere,
bro. In our fucking driveway, bro.
Yes, bro. Literally inside the crib. And, yeah, Jose kind of calmed it down, but then I told him to go get Jaco because Jose was fucked up. And Jaco's more like, he's more mature, you know, he's like more,
yeah,
he's like 28, so he's grown and shit. And yeah, just I think Jaco calmed it down, and like, you know, the guys ended up leaving. But this guy started chasing this other dude who he was supposed to fight with a fucking gun, like chasing him, bro.
Damn.
That's scary as fuck.
Yeah, and the dude hopped in the Uber and like they just dipped. Yeah, it was fucking wild. But I think that was like one of the last parties.
Yeah, after that, we're like, fuck that shit. Like, after that, we just had like kickbacks with the homies.
Because he was a random too, bro. Like, you know those randoms?
Two randoms.
Yeah, it was just randoms, bro. Like, I had no idea who they were. I mean, they could have been influencers, but I didn't know who they were.
Fuck no, influencers don't like.
And yeah, bro, homeboy just had a gun. He was strapped up.
Damn.
That's what security's for, though. Like, went at the door and shit.
The only party,
bro, I was security, bro. Come on, bro. What am I going to do?
Yeah, the only party we had security was, like, the first one. But it was one of Alejandro's homies. He's just big as fuck. Mm-hmm. He, like, kicked out some people. And then he kicked out, like, a girl that tried to find Nikita.
What?
Yeah, somebody tried to find Nikita at one of our parties.
Why?
Like, went up to Nikita and, like, started, like, talking shit to her. Because, like, you know, on the internet, they'd be, like, talking shit about Nikita.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She was saying what they say on the internet, but to her in person.
Damn.
Like, oh, you're colorist, you're this, you're that. And Nikita was like, Nikita was like, sweetheart, you don't know me. Like, you can ask me about this stuff, but you don't have to be rude. And then she was like, no, well, I see all you post, and, like, I have friends that are this and this and this. Like, she was basically trying to be an activist in front of everybody.
Yeah, trying to, like, prove a point.
Man, fuck that bitch.
And then she was like, you're all talk online, but let's see it in real life. Like, try to fight her. And Nikita was like, okay. And then, like, she started taking off her jewelry. Like, Nikita started, like, taking off her jewelry. Like, about a, like, Nikita could fight. Nikita has fought Jose before.
I mean, bro, let's not forget, like, Nikita.
Nikita's freaking, like Nikita, bro. She's La Dragona, bro. Like, she's fucking insane. No, yeah, they were about to fight, and then the guy, like, grabbed the girl and just, like, took her out, kicked her out.
Damn. Yeah.
But yeah, it was lit though. La Casita.
Shout out La Casita.
Speaking of parties and shit, Santi, you're hosting a club?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We're outside.
Hey, holla. The Heartbreakers Ball.
That's what they called it. I don't know, but it's called Carnaval, the club or something.
Yeah.
But they hit me up. They were like, yo, we seen you. You've like hosted clubs in Fresno and in Houston. We want to book you for the club here. And Duno's actually set it up.
Oh, Duno's. Sick, bro.
Oh, shit.
It's like Duno's homies, and they hit me up for that. And we figured it out. So the 17th, what is it, February?
Yeah. February 17th, yeah.
February 17th. If you're in LA, make sure you pop out to Carnaval. We'll be there. The Sweet Tea Boys
will be there. You already know that.
I'm down.
Bro, you already know that it's going to be lit when it's a reggaeton night.
Oh, it's a reggaeton night, too.
Oh, my God. We're so out.
Yeah, so we're all going to be there.
Also, free bottles all night.
Oh, my
God. Not a section.
Only for Yeti, though. Only for
only
Yeti.
Only for Yeti.
Damn. Not for the boys, too. For y'all, too. For people that are my session.
We'll pull up.
But yeah.
Oh, y'all should pull up. I have not fucking, like, actually, like, party with y'all.
Yeah, I'm inviting everybody.
I feel like y'all just... I haven't got Logan and fucking Julian took care of me at La Casita. Oh, no, it was Danny, too.
Yeah.
I was like throwing up and shit. Yeah.
On the chair.
That, bro, that was the first time I fucking met y'all, bro.
Dude, yeah. I have a picture.
Do you actually?
Yes.
No way. That's fucking crazy.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, bro. They
yeah, you met them and you were fucked up.
Yeah, I met them. They were like, bro, I really fuck with you.
Yeah, we were telling them.
Yeah.
We fucked them.
And I was like, yeah, bro, what's
yeah,
the
we fucked them.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Nah. Motherfucker had to get that joke out. He said it like three times.
We fucked them. We fucked them. We fucked them.
Bro, motherfucker had to get the joke down, bro.
Hey, Yeto, yeah. I must have met you like four times before you fucking remembered who I was.
Yeah, bro.
I'd be like, Yeto, what's up? And you'd be like, oh, what's up? I'm Yerohan.
Wait,
and
that
I'm
night? Like, or like
you would always say nice to meet you.
Nah, yeah.
No. You know what? It was because every time I would see you, I was fucking gone.
I know.
I was faded.
Dude, I know. I was like, oh my gosh, Yeto. Like, fuck. And I would tell you like, yo, Yeto, I've met you before. And you're like, we have? And I'd be like, dude, we talked about this, and that. And you were like, we did? And I was like, bro, how the fuck don't you
You know
remember?
Who I did that to as well? Fucking Tyler Funk, bro.
Really?
I met him at La Casita, and then we went to Miami.
Yeah.
And then we chilled with Polo Boy and him. And I go up to Tyler, and I'm like, yo, what's good, bro? I'm Yero, nice to meet you. He's like, and bro, no, actually, he like fucking went along with it. He's like, oh, I'm Tyler, nice to meet you. Like four hours, like 2-3 hours later, I think Santi brought up. He's like, bro, I hate when motherfuckers, like, I meet him at a party and, like, I meet him, like, a week later and they're like, oh, nice to meet you, but I already met him. And Tyler was like, oh, Yero did that to me today.
Damn. Hey, you was holding that shit.
Bro, he was holding it in, bro. I felt so bad.
Nah,
but
he's cool for not saying nothing, though.
Yeah. Like, he kind of went along
with
it.
Hey, he's cool for that. Yeah, bro.
Nah, that ass. That's the boy. He's cool as fuck.
Yeah, shout out
Danny,
Tyler Funk.
You a bitch.
Cam, shut your bitch ass up.
My fault.
Peep the next question.
I was gonna say, you guys want to take like a piss break?
I'll take one with you.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
Yeah, let's take a
soju break.
All right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.